Further desperate attempts may well be made, and are being made, to break our lines, to slow our progress. We must never make the mistake of assuming that the Germans are beaten until the last Nazi has surrendered. And I would express a most serious warning against the poisonous effects of enemy propaganda. The wedge that the Germans attempted to drive in Western Europe was less dangerous in terms of winning the war than the wedges which they are continually attempting to drive between ourselves and our allies. Every little rumor which is intended to weaken our faith in our allies is like an actual enemy agent in our midst, seeking to sabotage our war effort. There are here and there evil and baseless rumors against the Russians, rumors against the British, rumors against our own American commanders in the field. And when you examine these rumors closely, you will observe that every one of them bears the same trademark, made in Germany. We must resist this propaganda. We must destroy it with the same strength and the same determination that our fighting men are displaying as they resist and destroy the panzer divisions. In all of the far-flung operations of our own armed forces, on land and sea and in the air, the final job, the toughest job, has been performed by the average, easy-going, hard-fighting young American who carries the weight of battle on his own shoulders. It is to him that we and all future generations of Americans must pay grateful tribute. But it is of small satisfaction to him to know that monuments will be raised to him in the future. He wants and he needs, and he is entitled to insist upon, our full and active support now.